Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Good evening. It is Friday, August 13th in the city. Coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, it's your hip-hop informer, your man, T.M. Hyman. Sorry a little delayed tonight, but we are here. It is 10:05 in North Carolina. It's 10:05 in Charlotte. It is 10:05 right now in Baltimore, Maryland. It's 10:05 in Atlanta. What happened in Atlanta today? Yo, we had about 30,000 people to show up in Atlanta looking for Section 8 when they only had about 13,000 applications. It's Friday the 13th. It used to be T.M. Hyman Radio Live. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. This Friday, August 13th, welcome to the show. Welcome my co-host, Toya. What's going on, my
friend? Hello. Hey, T.M. How are you?
What's cracking? What's cracking tonight? A little late tonight.
I know. What's going on with that?
Oh, man. Moving a little slow this evening. Apologize. I know, right? How you doing? It's Friday, August 13th. Friday the 13th. Nothing crazy is happening. I haven't heard of any crazy activity tonight.
No, I'm doing good. I had a wonderful evening. Just left happy hour. Happy hour lasted about 4 or 5 hours.
Uh-oh. That's what's good. Hey, did you see, those massive crowds for that Section 8 application in Atlanta today?
Right, and there were only, 12 or 13,000?
Like 13,000. First of all, I'm trying to understand, how did the authorities have, 13,000 applications for housing? I'm like, did they just go through with a big broom and, kick everybody out of the projects?
Right, and the people that are applying, are they just applying because they heard there were, available positions open? Like, I don't understand what's going on with that.
Right, it just didn't even make sense. It looked like a massive, mob, out in L.A., Rodney King, years ago. Something had, truly, truly happened out there when truly folks are just looking for a place to live. I'm like, wow.
Right, and it's really strange because most of the time with Section 8 housing, you already have people that are on a waiting list. So to have a bunch of new applicants come in and just apply like they're applying for a position at work, I don't understand how all of that's working out.
Right. Yeah, it just didn't even make sense. Folks, if you're just joining the show, you are live and you're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We're talking about the massive crowd that was in Atlanta today, folks looking for housing. About 30,000 people showed up where there were only about 13,000 applications. Interesting. Just move right along. Tonight's topic, we're talking about, can't find. We were talking about on Monday, we were talking about, what are we talking about on Monday?
This past Monday.
This past Monday we talked about,
I believe, marriage. Was it a partnership or corporation?
That's correct. And then we had Drew Hill on Wednesday
talking
about staging the best
personal
or professional
comeback
ever. Right. Shouts out to Drew Hill, who just came through and took over the show. Cisco and Nokio had a lot to say. We really didn't hear a lot from Teo and Jazz. Shouts out to Woody. Folks who were wondering what Woody was, Woody was actually in the building with Drew Hill on Wednesday. So, again, shouts out to the entire Drew Hill crew, even Woody, who's still hanging around with the crew. So, folks, tonight we're talking about heavy flirting. When flirting goes wrong, and when flirting turns into sexual harassment, or it is some heavy flirting, just flat out plain sexual harassment. We're going to get into that tonight. I can tell you I know a whole lot about sexual harassment. I actually found myself in court involved with a sexual harassment situation when really I was the one that was being sexually harassed, but I ended up in court. It was the most interesting thing. We'll talk about it tonight. When does flirting go too far? We're talking about both men and women, who are guilty of going overboard, due to wanting to acquire someone's attention or affection. How far is too far? When does heavy flirting become sexual harassment? Tonight, jump on the line, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is Bottles, Dawn, Diddy's Dirty Money, Dawn, featuring Trina, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah, we buy bottles and it's never gonna stop. You got them dancing on the floor until it drops.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. When does flirting go too far? Let's talk about when both men and women go overboard to acquire someone's attention. When does heavy flirting become sexual harassment? Toya, when does heavy flirting become sexual harassment? When is it too much?
I believe it's too much when the other person is offended by it in any way. So,
absolutely.
I mean, right, anytime the other party becomes uncomfortable in the situation, I just think that right there is harassment. Not everyone takes everything the same way. So anytime someone becomes uncomfortable in a situation or they're not appreciative of what's being said and done in the situation, that right there is harassment.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I'm here to tell you that both men and women can be sexually harassed, and you know, men are also capable of becoming offended or uncomfortable by a woman who goes overboard. You know, there are some men who are, you know, married and, you know, who are you know, happy in their relationships, and you know, they appreciate the advances, but you know, they want you to respect the fact that, you know, they have a significant other. You know, I know, you know, the theory that all men are dogs, but at the end of the day, there are some men who are very happy in their situation, and just want you to respect it. And then, you know, forget about being in a relationship. You know, some people just want you to respect the fact that they just not into you.
Right.
You know, and when it becomes offensive, it has gone too far.
Right.
I actually found myself in the workplace, found myself in a situation where, you know, with the position that I'm in, I represent a pretty large Fortune 500 organization. Not going to say the name of the business, but, you know, I have a pretty significant position with the large, you know, Fortune 500 organization that I represent. And, you know, with positions come authority, and, you know, a lot of women are drawn to that. I had a female who a few years ago just wouldn't take no for an answer. And, you know, one, I have a problem. I've been in situations where, you know, you have kind of, you know, I think everyone has dated somebody in the workplace at one point or another. And, you know,
right.
I had. Didn't really go well because of the position and, you know, a bunch of attention. And, you know, all women are not mature in situations when you have, you know, situation, you know, in a workplace. And I became uncomfortable and said, you know what, I don't do this again. So it was a younger, I'm not even going to say younger. I don't even think she was all that young. But, you know, she made advances, and, you know, I think she was offended by the fact that, you know, I had kind of taken a stance, you know, that I was never going to do that in the workplace again, to the point to where she actually, you know, reported that I was harassing her. Now, the one thing about character is important. It's important that people understand that trends are important, you know. People being able to speak on your behalf and your credibility is important because people knew, you know, pretty much how I rolled. They knew that I wasn't somebody who was, you know, disrespectful as a leader, and I definitely wasn't somebody who harassed people. And people had actually witnessed her comments and the things that she would actually do towards me. So when it came down to court, she really didn't even show up. I mean, I got charges. I got a charge actually put on me. Police actually came to my job which was crazy. They came on a weekend because they actually said they thought the claim was frivolous. Well, we're talking about sexual harassment or heavy flirting tonight. When does it go too far? When does it go too far? Both men and women are guilty of going overboard trying to acquire somebody's attention. But when does it go too far? Toya said, when someone becomes offended. I'm here to tell you there's some people that, you know, when you reject them, they want to get back at you in some ways. So, you know, make sure that you do what you're supposed to do and that people can speak on your behalf because your character and your integrity is important at the end of the day. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I've got my co-host Toya tonight. It's Friday the 13th. Ooh. Well, nothing crazy is happening. Give us a call. Tell us about your experience. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We're supposed to have a special guest on tonight, my man Vel, a.k.a. Mr. Seven Cities. You can check him out at www.vel.com. Vel did 106 in Park not too long ago. As a matter of fact, let's get into one of his joints. Again, www.mr7cities.com. This is Lightheaded. It's Vel, a.k.a. Mr. Seven Cities, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My wrist and my ring make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust. Top up off the whip, mad shirt, got a stain on it. It's a white tee with polo with the name on it. So I pop the trunk, get the crest collar shirt. So fresh, I can make it baby.
She likes skinny. A man on no instruction.
She like my sound checking. The way she kicking to me, shorty got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. Long hair with the pumps, giving me the right message. She got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. Leave with me, shorty got me weak in the knees. Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My breath and my ring make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust. Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My wrist and my ring make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. 917-889-3926 is the number to get it in. It's Friday the 13th, 2010. When does flirting go too far? When does heavy flirting become sexual harassment? Toya, tonight we're going to get it in. How did you like that joint right there, Lightheaded, by my man Vel?
I did like that. I liked it a lot.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know what? Well, I think it's the perfect time to go ahead and get my man on the line. Vel, where you calling from tonight, man?
What's up, homie? You know, you already know I'm reporting live from Virginia, man. Seven Cities, Chesapeake to be exact, man. What's going on, man? How you doing? How you doing, sweetheart? I didn't catch your name, but how you doing?
That's Toya. That's Toya. What's good? Chesapeake is checking in. That's
what's
good,
How you doing,
man.
Toya?
Good, thank you.
Well,
okay,
officially,
okay.
You know, I think you just did. But again, introduce yourself to the people. Tell them what's good with the Seven Cities tonight.
For those who don't know, man, I'm Val, a.k.a. Mr. Seven Cities. I'm from Chesapeake, Virginia. I'm not a rapper. I'm a hip-hop recording artist. I did 106 in Park May 5th. This past week, I did the BET Blaze the Stage. That was on August the 7th. Got my own website popping, you know, just dropped my new single produced by Yo Gotti producer, Drama, you know, just grinding it out, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely you busy, dude. And you're doing
some pretty
good work right now, man. Absolutely.
Appreciate it, man.
What was that 106 experience like?
Man, it was crazy. I thought it was going to be huge in there, but it's like, it's regular size, you know. It was so crazy because when I did, like, you do the sound check, and that's your ringtone that people buy, but I did horrible at my sound check. But then, like, when it came to perform, I did my thing on that. You know, it was a good experience, though. Met a lot of people, you know. Met some backstage people. I got to see, like, the green room, and I didn't know, like, they write everything. Everything is stripped.
Right. Absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had an opportunity to hang out up there at BET a couple of times for some 106 and Park shootings. And, yeah, the studio is definitely misleading.
Yeah, man, it seems huge. Like, even on TV, it looked huge. But, like it's kind of small in there, but it's cool, though, you know.
Right. Yeah. Tell us about the recent event you just you did. You said it aired when?
It was on, they streamed it live on blazerstage.net, but that was like, it's like the, all-star Wild Out Wednesday performers. They perform like, they pick like, out of 8,000 people, they pick like, probably like 25. And you go to, New York, you go to the big theater in Manhattan, and you perform, you know, do your thing for prizes and all that. You know, it was a good experience. Met a lot of people there.
Right. How did you actually get connected with that gig?
Somebody calling in. We did a showcase out here in Virginia. And it's crazy. The people that did it, they was from BET, but they never heard of Chesapeake, Virginia before. They just heard of Virginia. So we did a showcase or whatever, and I did my thing there, and I got invited. My first date was November the 18th, but they had to do, like, youth violence, so I didn't get to perform. So I didn't think I was going then. They had called me, like, 3 weeks before May 5th and said it was going to book me for May 5th. I did my thing there, and I got invited back again for doing good at the Blazer Stage joint.
Right. That's what's good. Folks, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. You hear the voice of my special guest, Vel, a.k.a. Mr. Seven Cities.
You know it.
Log on to Vel, a.k.a. Mr7Cities.com. That's V-E-L, a.k.a. Mr7Cities.com. Vel, we talking about when flirting goes wrong.
When flirting goes wrong. Oh, man, that's a good topic.
Heavy flirting or sexual harassment. Now, you know, you are an entertainer, up-and-coming entertainer, TV.
Uh-huh.
I know the chicks are out there. Yo, have you ever felt... Have you ever felt sexually harassed?
I'm gonna have to say yeah on that one. A lot of times, honestly.
Yo, and for real, my dude, speak from a male perspective about how you felt or you've been sexually harassed. Cause I think women, you're like, oh, get out of here, you punk. You know, when at the end of the day, I could tell you, dude, I've experienced it. I've actually had to go to court. You know what I'm saying? For a false charge at the end of the day, because I was being sexually harassed and kind of was pushing back because she was like crazy with it.
That's like the movie.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's cool to, you know, like, if you know how, if somebody, they feeling you, they talk to you, like, they kind of open up and confide to you, but sometimes it can go over the line when it comes to touchy-feely. I mean, if the male or female cool with that, like the touchy feeling, that's cool. But if they say stop, if regardless of it's male or female, stop, no, and stop means no, you know, like cool it out. But if they continue to like overdose on that, then that's, we got to take it to sexual harassment on that end of the deal, you know.
No doubt. And I've been in situations where they overdosed a few times. Yo, we got my man Vel, Mr. AKA 7 Cities. You're going to keep the conversation going. Toya got some questions, I'm sure. This is Put Me in the Game. Vel, AKA Mr. 7 Cities, TM Hyman Radio Live. Put Me in the Game.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, no defeat, put her in and shoot the three. Captain of my team, starting five, and she loved it deep. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump us down. Start with the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slim. They got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. You send you your plan. Time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock. Cause it's running ticking top. Call a timeout right now. You gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, Cole.
You, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole.
Cleats lace undefeated, baby screaming shouts. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball but ran hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, Cole.
You, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. 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 Feeling my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy, don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a check. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game and check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on the jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game ends. Overtime, when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad. She like, take me out the game,
boy, I'm you. I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game code. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
TM Hyman Radio Live, that's Put Me in the Game, Mr. AKA Seven Cities. That's my homie Vel. We're going to keep that conversation going in a minute. But right now, we got our finance segment coming up with Toya live out of Delaware tonight. Toya, how you schooling us in our finances?
Well, this evening, I just wanted to give you information on how your credit score influences your insurance rate. A lot of people don't understand credit scores aren't just used to approve applications for credit card loans and sometimes employment and things of that sort. Insurance companies also use your credit score to help price your insurance premium. Anything from auto insurance to homeowners insurance and renters insurance, they all look at your credit score as part of the criteria for deciding how much you should pay for coverage. So if you have a low credit score, you'll end up paying more for insurance than those that have a higher credit score, even if you're a safe driver. Why insurance companies use credit scores? When it comes to insurance, the providers say that there's some type of relationship between, like, a person's credit history and the possibility of them filing a claim. They do say that a person with a lower credit score is more likely to file a claim than one with a higher credit score. And it really doesn't seem to matter if you don't have a history of filing claims or even if you've been, like, a longtime customer of the insurance company. If you miss a few credit card payments and for some reason your credit score actually is lowered and you see a drop in your credit score, then sometimes you're likely to see your insurance rates go up. Just keep in mind that you can actually obtain a copy of your insurance credit score, and this is different than your standard credit score. The credit score that is used by the insurance companies, like I said, is different than the one that's used by banks. Instead of your regular standard credit score, insurance companies use an insurance credit score that's specific to just the insurance industry. You can purchase a copy of the score if you want to from a subsidiary of TransUnion, and it's you can log on to truecredit.com to obtain an actual copy of your insurance credit score. Know that according to the disclaimer that's on the True Credit website, state information is used along with your credit information to actually calculate your insurance credit score. If you think that your insurance premium is too high or it's really costly, you can actually obtain a free credit report for the actual insurance credit score, just like you would if you were denied credit if you apply for a credit card, you know, or some type of loan. If you're denied, you automatically have access to a free credit report. You can do the same thing if your credit score is too high and your insurance premium is too high. So you can get a free copy of your credit report for that. The one thing that you want to keep in mind is if you've had the same insurance company for a long period of time and you had a pretty bad credit score when you first actually started using that insurance company, you can, without it harming you or changing your premiums in a negative way, you can request that they actually pull a credit report and if your score has actually gone up over time since the last time they pulled your credit report, it can actually lower your premium. If it's not going to help lower your premium, they can't use it against you to raise your premium if you request that. So just keep in mind, as a final reminder, you can obtain a free credit report if your insurance premium is too high or if you're denied insurance because of your credit score. And if you think that your credit score has gotten significantly better over the years, you can request that your insurance company pull a new credit report so that it can help lower your insurance premium. And if it won't lower your insurance premium, they can't use it against you to raise your premium if you actually request the credit report yourself.
All right, Toya, thank you very much for that information. Tonight's finance report has been brought to you by Rest Quiet. Looking for a sound sleep? Log on to www.foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Rest Quiet, sleep sound.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
All right.
PM Hyman Radio Live. She Wants Me. That's the new Drew Hill. Off that Independence Day, log on to www.drewhillonline.com. Support the brothers. They back. They trying to get it in. We are talking about when flirting goes wrong, or when flirting goes too far and becomes sexual harassment. Heavy flirting to some, sexual harassment in the minds of others. We got our special guest, Vail, a.k.a. Seven Cities.
What's up?
Check him out. Throw that website out there for the people, Vail.
Man, it's www.VELAKAMR7CITIES.com. Vail, a.k.a. Mr7Cities.com.
No doubt. We're joined tonight by our co-host, Toya, coming to us live from Delaware. And we're now joined by Ms. Willingham, who's also live from Virginia. Hey, Dee Dee, Vail is in Chesapeake, Virginia. Where you coming from out of Virginia tonight?
Chesapeake, of course.
Okay, we're part of Chesapeake.
You got a homeboy.
Cedar Grove.
Oh, okay. I'm in the South North area.
Oh, okay.
No doubt. Dee Dee, before you actually came on and before our last break there, for our finance report, Vail was talking about him experiencing sexual harassment. Now, Vail, I want to ask you this question. Have you ever, in retrospect, sexually harassed a woman that you was trying to, you know, like, get it in with?
I mean, I wouldn't call it that. I mean, like,
it's heavy flirting, right? You just
like it was a while back, like a minute ago, like it was like a little flirt, you know what I'm saying? Then the girl, like, it was in school, matter of fact, the girl touched me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking she's feeling me. I guess she gave off the wrong vibe. But when I touched her back, she kind of had a fit and got mad. So she ain't really, like, go tell me nothing, but she told me to relax. So I just fell back. And then after that, she thought I was acting funny. You know what I'm saying? But I thought, like, I ain't wanted to escalate. So when she told me to chill, I fell back. So that was my only incident, you know.
So you feel like she gave you the wrong vibe, but
she threw the wrong vibe to me, or I guess I caught it wrong or something like that.
Right. And see, you know what? I could believe that. That's real. I mean, don't y'all agree that you could, like, misinterpret a vibe and come off the wrong way, ladies? Do y'all agree with that? Has that ever happened to either one of you, Toya or Dee Dee?
All the time.
Expound, miss. Help us out. Help us understand.
I mean, I don't even have to. So when I don't have to, like, point out a specific incident, I can just narrow it down to, like, me. So, okay. Some people on one hand say I'm unapproachable. I have a mean looking face, and then people would say that. Okay, apparently I must be approachable because they keep coming up to me, talking to me, and I'm thinking, I'm talking about men specifically at work, and I'm thinking to myself, well, why would they even come up and talk to me anyway? What am I giving off? Because I smile, because I say good morning, because I say hello, because I seem interested in saying, when I say how are you doing, to take a minute to find out how they really
doing. You're giving off that goodness.
That don't mean ask me for a date or ask me for my phone number. I'm just being nice.
But when
Some people take it wrong.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Or they could be misinterpreting what you're giving off.
Well, maybe I'm going to just be mean and unapproachable.
Nah, that's not good. We need you to keep giving off that goodness. Toya, what about you? Have you ever – what has been your experience? I know you're a married woman, so, I mean, but that doesn't mean you still don't –
Uh-oh.
You know, you don't get approached
Uh-oh.
By men.
I would say yes, I do get approached, but I don't take people so seriously that I'm actually offended by what people say or do. I guess it depends on the person. I may perceive something as being okay, where the next person may seem to take it as it being harassment or, you know, something that's offensive. So I haven't been in any uncomfortable position, not to me. I'd laugh the situation off, and I really don't take it too seriously. But the next person may really be offended by what someone says or does. But I can't say I've been sexually harassed because I don't really pay people too much mind. So.
Right. Right. No, I totally understand that. Folks, tonight, if you're just tuning into the show, it's Friday the 13th, you know, August the 13th, Friday night, and we're talking about when flirting goes too far. Men and women both are guilty of going overboard to acquire somebody's attention or affection. But when does heavy flirting become sexual harassment? That's the topic tonight. You can give us a call, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, or you can actually click chat now on the page and join the live chat that's going on. You can hit us up right now, drop us a note. If you have music, just like our special guest tonight, Vel, Mr. AKA Seven Cities,
you can hit us up.
Drop us the line, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Mr. Seven Cities, you got another song right here. It's called You Got Me. You Got Me. How did this song come about?
Which one? That's the You Got Him.
You got. Okay, you got him.
It's for both, but really when I did it, I was thinking about the ladies, like, you know how you ever, even when you go to school, like, anyway, you ever get, like, a new outfit, and when you look in the mirror, like, even if you're looking at it before you put it on, you're like, oh, I'm going to kill him when I put this on, like, it's just something like that, like, I got him with this outfit, you know what I'm saying? It's like a fashion type track.
I like that. Hey, this is You Got 'Em. As y'all get ready for the club tonight, it's 10:54. Coming to you live from Tampa. It's 10:54 in Chesapeake, Virginia. You got 'Em. TM Hyman Radio Live.
You got 'Em. You got 'Em. Oh, you got 'Em.
It's Mr. Seven City.
I got 'Em. I got 'Em.
How you get in the club?
Oh,
you
I
just
got
like,
him.
Ooh, I'm a cute with this
nice
outfit.
Jeans on, body looking stunning. Now stunning.
All around 2 to 8. Yeah, she ran it back. Getting with that money, yeah. Like the study zodiac. Capricorn, so you get to the money, your word is bomb. Clouds coming pink, one spilling while I'm chilling. My lady with me, but it's plenty women in the building. So I spot them, I see them, then I got them. No problem, I holler. Like mama, I'm Mr. Seven Cities. 20 cars in the front, 10 deep, we inside. Other 10 for the ladies, just in case they wanna ride.
Pants looking loaded from a pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar, and stay in front of the
line. You got it,
you got
your camera,
you got it.
They copping champagne popping, till the night we club hopping. Ladies jockeying, money dropping, no limit is non stopping. Bad chicks all around me, a dime a dozen. Called it groupie loving, she came in with her husband. This is my party, and yeah, no phonies, I'm sorry. Chase the smoke with Bacardi, not for me, but just call me. When the models here, oh yeah, so we can get right. Day and night, party, party, party with the week flight. Monday to Sunday, plane flights one way. Ride waiting for me before I take off the runway. I know you want me, with my ladies feeling like first smash the outfit and belly ring looking nice. Nails full, open toes, showing off the feet. Lip gloss looking luscious, I wanna eat. Your body working hard, need to be promoted. Gloss on the job, plus my pants fully loaded. My pants looking loaded from my pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar, and stay feeling
alive.
You got it,
you got it,
you got it,
you got it,
oh you got it,
oh I got it.
party pop, we all around. DJ spinning crazy, the club crunk. A few mean legend, we don't stunt the club chunk. She throwing back her dump truck, gotta fill it up with bucks. Do it up, cause it's the first party of the month. Club Phoenix, you know how we do it. Now play my theme music. They hate me, but gotta love me in the worst way. Like to blow pop like candy, it's my birthday. Ladies, we got Bill in the club. Everybody air it out, cause it's all love. Drinks kicking in, so everybody comfy. Mommy keep eyeing me down, I think she want me. Haters looking grumpy, at the bar grumpy. But it don't matter at all, cause I know they see my pants looking loaded from a pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and stay
in front of me. You got it, I got it, you got it, I got it.
Hey yo, you got him with that joint right there, my dude. TM Hyman Radio Live, hip hop
man.
Hanging out with Vel, aka Mr. Seven Cities. He got him. He got him. Hey yo, you got him with that joint right there, ladies. Is that a banger or what?
I can definitely hear that.
Appreciate it.
No doubt, man. What can we expect from Seven Cities in the next 6 months?
Next 6 months, man. Expect me to be on somebody's paperwork. Make sure y'all vote for my video when y'all see it. But nah, I'm just, you know, man, just grinding it out, man. Staying humble but also staying on top of my job, you know. And I don't want to be like, I see things that I don't want to be when I do get there. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just want to keep a level head and just grinding it out. Right now, I'm just pushing my mixtape and my two singles that I got, the Lightheaded. I ain't really been pushing the You Got 'Em, but I don't know. I think I might want to push that one now, like, you know, because I have been getting good feedback. I've just been doing shows. I've been turning these clubs down, like the clubs out here in VA, they've been playing my music. Like, then I've been collabing with artists out here that's doing anything, you know.
Right.
I got a couple of joints with the Malice of the Clips son too. I had a little group thing that we was doing, you know, just grinding out, just dipping and dabbing different things. Man, I shooting videos, featuring artists on my website, models and all that, man. Just staying active, man.
Again, throw the website out as well as the site where we can go check where you're streaming live.
Oh, you can check everything out. It's www.VELAKAMR7CITIES. Vel, aka Mr. Seven.com. It has my Twitter, my, I don't even get on my MySpace that much, my MySpace, my YouTube, feature my videos, my ringtones, all of that, man. My website got it all. Like, whatever you want to find out about me is on my website. www.VelAKAMr7cities.com, man.
No doubt. Ladies, did we have questions for Mr. Seven Cities tonight?
I do have a question for him. You have accomplished something that probably a lot of upcoming artists or aspiring artists would love to do, and that's be on 1 and 6 in Park. Just that experience in itself to add to a resume and things that you've done is significant. What is the next thing that you want to do, the next big thing that you want to do?
The next thing I would want to do, next thing I want to do is really to sign on the dotted line, you know, get a deal. But really I want to grind, so when I do get there, about to sign a deal, I get to lay down my ground rules of what I want, because I have a big fan base. Like, I want to be the typical rapper that just gets signed. I want them to come to me instead of going to them, you know, just keeping it moving. And I also want to work with Jay-Z signed a new artist, J. Cole. And me and him had a relationship, but it kind of fell off because we didn't keep in touch. I also want to do a record with him too, because he got that good, like, his real hip-hop music. I want to work with him also, him and Drake.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And just grinding it out.
Vel, I deal with a lot of artists. Hack Media is the company that produces this show.
Okay.
Hack Media produces a television show, Center Stage Live, and there's a slew of artists that's associated. I'm a play a record. I want you to tell me what you think about it.
All right.
I'm about to pitch a new segment for this show. I'm listening to you. I think I want to get you involved. I got to get, you know, a green light from producers. But what I'm thinking for what you're doing and to help build what you're doing, and you can bring a whole nother vibe to this program. See, I like real artists who doing real shit. And the fact that I'm on the internet, I can say shit. But I want you to know that we live right now across the world. Like, we got cats.
What's up?
Wednesday night, we had cats calling in from Tokyo. Previously, we've had cats calling from the UK and from Baghdad. We worldwide. I want to do like a live rap battle, a live freestyle battle as a new segment as a part of this program.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Just to give real MCs a platform. To give
that's
real
what's
MCs
up, that's
a platform,
what's up.
You know what I'm saying? Like a 10, 15 minute segment, go back and forth, and you know we could probably give away something, you know, over time. But this is just an idea.
Okay.
As you were talking, and I know for a fact you're a real MC. Check these artists out right here. Tell me what you think about this. And I don't even know, you know, I'm like breaking because I was going to just go ahead and play Lightheaded again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Play Lightheaded again before we get out of here, because I know that's the joint you promoting. But listen to this. Tell me what you think as we try to pull together a new segment, freestyle battles right here. All right.
I also too, you could do that, and then you can mix and dab it with like who has like the hottest 16. You know. Because, you know, some kid, like, some people don't really like to freestyle. You can put it like, you can freestyle law with your hottest 16. And I'm going to put it on my website, too. Like, if we can link it, I put it on my website and promote it all over while it's going on, you know, so we can get more promotion with that, too.
Hey, no doubt. I know that you, again, you dealing with realness, and I only want real MCs, right?
No doubt.
Why come on here and embarrass themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
On blast, right? We'll put them on blast. This joint right here is called Dollar Bills. It's from the Hack Army. Tell me what you think about it. TM High.
All right.
This is a HAC exclusive.
I'm on a money mission. They think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at the Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear, it ain't nothing specific. I'm on my job, player, tell me what am I missing?
I got an eye for the dollar bill. I'm feeling busy, I ain't got a lot of time to chill. I'm on a mission to bypass and up in the high class. And I fly straight like shot glass. Born a money getter, I'm like a cash cow. So if you ain't with my vision, homie, your ass out. Where the money at? Put out them 760. I'm in the circle, we're whipping the whip, no less than 50. Just got 100 pounds, nigga, it's going down. Forget your problems and women, they got you moping around. I'm trying to stay on top like toothpaste. Red and white gridstones look like Kool-Aid. 15 flat on new shades, rocking on one time, that's flat out 2K. You with the program, you still back in the day. They used to do it for the love, I rock to get paid. That's that in your face, it ain't the floss, boy. It's to let you know what I touch, to off, boy. I'm on a money mission, they think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at the Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear, it ain't nothing specific. I'm on my job, player, tell me what am I missing? I'm on a money mission, they think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at my Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine.
Now, that track right there, that static, that's our system. That's not that.
Word. Yeah. I mess with that joint. Like, it got like a Tupac feel on the hook. I'm on like the way Tupac used to flow. That's how I feel on the hook. Like, I like it, though. I like the way he's flowing, you know. It ain't that bubblegum rap. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but, you know, I like real hip-hop.
Exactly. And I think for where we trying to go, you know, I think to give real MCs a platform, this is that show. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm brainstorming because I can do that. I got a real MC on the line, and he got my creative juices pumping. We were talking
it
about a
the
new
seven
segment.
City.
A new segment we can add to the show here. This is my man Vail, a.k.a. Mr. Seven Cities.
What up?
www.vail, a.k.a. MrSevenCities.com. Tonight we've been talking about flirting, heavy flirting that turns into sexual harassment. How far is too far? Yo, men and women feel sexually harassed. Toya.
Yeah.
No. Dee Dee.
Yes.
You're not married.
Anymore.
You say people come up to you all the time. Men come up to you all the time.
Yes.
Do you ever, have you ever gone up to a man?
Yes.
Have you ever sexually harassed a man?
I don't think she's going to admit that if she has.
Hey, let's check it out, though, Vail. Let's lean on the wall and check it out, Vail.
I'm going to say I have flirted heavily, but there hasn't been many, but the men that I have chose to go up to, I already sized them up, so I knew that when I approached them, they weren't going to take my approach as sexual harassment. It would be some heavy flirtation going on. I never offended anybody. I never had anyone, you know, put me off or tell me that they weren't interested. So, I mean,
okay.
I think it's just heavy flirting, no sexual harassment.
Okay. Okay. appreciate your honesty tonight. Folks, jump on the line. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I see area code 252 in the building. Last four digits, 1550. Area code 252. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Rick. I'm calling from North Carolina.
What's cracking in North Carolina tonight, Rick?
Man,
heavy flirting or sexual harassment, man. He say nothing happening out there.
Nothing. North Carolina, if anybody tells you come to North Carolina, they lying, man. They fronting on you. There ain't nothing down here. Nothing.
Hey.
Nothing but cornfields and, you know, the women are corny. I mean, really, man.
Hey, though, you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring our show into the fields of North Carolina.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
Wake up out there.
No,
wake
you don't want to do
out
that.
There.
No, don't waste your energy, man. Don't do it.
What's on tonight, Rick? What's on your mind tonight, brother?
Nah, you know, well, I was just going across this stuff, and I said, okay, let me have some fun with this. I remember I got brought up on sexual harassment charges, right? And it really started with someone had cracked a joke, right? And it had to deal with Frankfurter buns, and you know, so this one chick said, yeah, I really like, you know, Franks and buns, right? So I said, well, I ain't got no Frankfurter, maybe a knockwurst than a bun, but not a Frankfurter, right? So you're laughing, right? So, you know what I mean? I didn't start it, right? So then this chick brings me up on sexual harassment charges. Not even the person who started the conversation, someone who was in, like, I'm in the back, someone's in the middle, and then, you know, there's somebody in front of me, my subordinate, then I had someone else who was really a subordinate to me, then there was somebody behind them. So, you know, it was like the last person, the first person cracking jokes. So, you know, one day, I mean, this is like before this, actually, this particular incident, chick comes in, I'm telling you, she had on a bustier, right? And she was heavy chested. She was about, you know, DE cup. I don't know. They were real big, right? And she's wearing fuchsia, green, yellow, right? Purple, violet, Oh, hold on a second.
That's the rainbow, dude.
Oh, who that?
That's the whole rainbow, dude.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, is that like a set you're wearing? You know what I mean? Is that something that you really need to be wearing? I mean, you know, because I'm like saying, do you have panties with that? I mean, is there a reason why you're wearing it? Because it's like really, you know, really wild. You know what I mean? So,
right.
They brought that up, you know, as sexual harassment. Like, I said that, but I said it privately. I didn't say it, you know, like, everybody could hear that shit. You know what I mean? It was, oh, excuse me for cursing. But, you know, I'm trying to open my door. You know,
yeah,
so,
but it was in the workplace. It was in the workplace, I guess, which makes it inappropriate. Rick, thanks for your comment tonight, brother. The fact that he actually, you know, made the comment in the workplace, and Toya, you said any comment, any type of interaction that offends somebody is in fact harassment, right? Again, thanks for your comment tonight coming out of North Carolina, where ain't a damn thing going on. Was that sexual harassment, Didi? Was that sexual harassment, Toya?
I don't see it as sexual harassment, but that person...
He was joking around, obviously, but more so inappropriate than sexual harassment, right?
Right. Especially
if it wasn't... I'm sorry, go ahead, Toya.
I was just going to say, I don't see it as sexual harassment, especially since it was not directed towards the person who reported it. That's why I wouldn't see it as harassment. I think it would be... I mean, if he was actually speaking to that individual... And she was very uncomfortable with the comment that he made to her. And maybe that could be some form of sexual harassment. But I would say it was just inappropriate, as you two said, but not sexual harassment. I think that she took that too far.
Right.
That's like the new law that's coming about as far as sexual harassment. It doesn't have to be directed, or the person who he was talking to doesn't have to be offended, as long as whoever was that heard it, who was in earshot, as long as they were offended by it, it's sexual harassment, and that's all that matters.
Right, and unfortunately, that's very true, specifically in the workplace. Now, the conversation that you can have, you know, at a Starbucks is different from the conversation that you have in the break room, you know, on a job, you know. And
I think it's like...
Go ahead.
I think it's like, my bad, I ain't mean interrupt, but I think it's like,
go ahead.
I think it's how you say stuff, because, like, it could have been cool, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you got panties to match that, but, or, it's like, he could have said it in a way, like, you got some panties to match that, like, you know what I'm saying, like, how you say stuff, too, man.
right.
So maybe he didn't say it, the way he kicked it, like, he was joking. But maybe he said it like, you know, you got some, like, in a, like, a flirtatious way, she probably took it wrong. Or maybe he could have been joking around, she took it wrong. You don't never know. It's like, it's how you say stuff sometimes, too.
You know what? Hold on. I'm trying to see if we can actually get, can we, right before, I want to go into Lightheaded, my man Vel's new joint that he's promoting right now. Let's just ask him. I'm scared to go back because you long-winded. Hey, Rick, we're going to come back to you because we want to know how did you ask that question. But hey, keep it quick, Rick. 525-1550, we're coming to you. Rick, are you there?
Yeah, okay.
How did you make that statement? Did you do it, like, you know what I'm saying, on, like, a freaky tip?
No, well, but we'll see. The sister had it correct because, you know, I had to really think about it because it was getting to a position where I was, like, saying, listen, you need to fire this chick, right? Because, I mean, I thought it was offhanded, right? You know, the way she came at me and, you know, tried to put me up on this harassment thing. And plus, I mean, there was definitely another woman in that office that I said, listen, if you'd have said I'm sexually harassing this one, yes, I'd have said, guess what? You know, reprimand me, blah, blah, blah. But this other one, nah, no way, because, you know, she wasn't even my style, okay? But, you know, the thing is that the sister had it correct. You cannot, you know, pull out books, make all these type of lewd and lascivious, you know, conversations with anybody around you because that's offensive. and you could be brought up on sexual harassment charges. And so I had to agree. I had to fall back. I had to apologize. You know, I had to see it from her vantage point, whether she liked me or not, or whether we were having problems or not. You know, there are some things that just are inappropriate in mixed company.
Absolutely. We appreciate that, man. Again, big up North Carolina. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. When heavy flirting or inappropriate comments become sexual harassment or harassment, even when you really don't think, you know, what you said is wrong, there is a line. Do you know where that line is? Hey, check this joint out right here. It's Lightheaded, my man Vel. On the other side of this, we're going to go ahead and close it out. We appreciate everybody tuned in, 917-889-3926. Vel, a.k.a. Mr. City's, been hanging out with us for the last hour. Log on to www.velakamr7cities.com.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Get the Chris Collins shirt. So fresh, I can make your baby mama flirt. Fresh white, O2 brush at the buffer. Fresh denims on Levi's at the cuffer. Hit the back door, yeah, cause I'm underage. But got my brother ID, I'm legal in the way. My whole squad with me at the bar getting sip. But I don't drink or smoke, all the ladies getting with me. I got a chick fetish, like I'm in chick heaven. Seen a bad red bone and got lightheaded. She brought it on me on the floor, so I'm check it, the way she kick it to me, shorty got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded, she got me lightheaded. Long hair with the pumps, giving me the right message. She got me lightheaded, she got me lightheaded. Leave with me, shorty got me weak in the knee. Long as I sweat, I don't even pay no mind to haters. No. She say she like my shirt, love her with the alligator or the jockey or the horse. Casual with all sorts, lock them down with the D. See, I used to play sports, parking lot.
She brought it on me.
I might get it. A couple dances got me hooked, but she light skinned. A man don't stress it, she like my style, check it. The way she kick it to me, shorty got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded, she got me lightheaded. Long hair with the pumps, giving me the right message. She got me lightheaded, she got me lightheaded. Leave with me, shorty got me weak in the knees. Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My breath and my ring make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust. Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My breath and my ring make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust.
TM Hyman Radio Live, that was Lightheaded, my man Vel, a.k.a. Mr. City, Mr. Seven Cities. Log on to www.vel, a.k.a. Mr7Cities.com. My man then did 106 in Park, just did a recent joint. What was that again,
Blaze,
Vel?
BET, Blaze the Stage.
Blaze the Stage.
Yeah.
Is there any footage that the cats can log on and check?
Matter of fact,
out?
On my all my footage is, I ain't get the Blaze the Stage footage up. You can go to blazethestage.net. I think they got some footage up, but everything else, like my 106 and Pop performance, I got all of that on the website. You know,
no doubt.
Make sure y'all go check that out.
Who's in the iPod? Who you listening to right now?
Who I listen to on my iPod? What I got on? Really is mainly me, you know. I got that Hov in there. I listen to Jay-Z, Jeezy. Listen to a little bit of Rick Ross, not too much. A little bit of Rick Ross, Drake, J. Cole.
We got Rick Ross coming on the show in a few weeks, everybody. Rick Ross on the show.
No doubt, no doubt. Oh yeah, you know I gotta play my man Yo Gotti because he reached out to me and told me he was a fan of my music. So you know, shout out to him. I got him in the iPod, especially you know.
All right,
supposed to be working with him soon. When after his album drop, y'all should be looking out for the single with me and him. We don't know when it's gonna be yet.
Do me a favor, my dude, because you know you family now. You can come back whenever you want to. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, no doubt. You already know I'll be there, man.
You know you can come and take over the show. Really, you can bring Yo Gotti with you. You'll come whenever you got something though. When he dropped that joint, you know, make sure you come and
oh no, you already know. No doubt, I got you.
That's what's good. What's one thing, you know what I'm saying, that you that you really want to share with cats on some realness? And I want you to kind of, you seem like an intelligent dude. So on the business end, man, I mean, cats
on the business
caught up
end.
In the glitz, on the glitz and the glamour of the biz. But if you ain't making no money, it's really not biz. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
That's good. That's a good question, man. Like, I got like question like, What's your purpose for music? Like, do it. Don't do it because you see the cars. Because I used to be like that, but, like, this my job. Like, I wake up every day doing this. Like, if I don't do music, I don't know what else I'll do. You know, just do it, like, do it because you love it. Don't do it for the money, you know, like. And if you do get signed or whatever, like, don't spend your money on cars and all that. Like look out for people. Like, really, I'm doing this, like, for I love it and I want to support my family because, you know, I got a couple of brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, and I want to provide for them. Now, I don't just want to get a car and all that. I want to have businesses and be secure for my kids and all of that, man. You know, so do it because you love it, and no matter what you do, if it's football, checkers, basketball, just go hard with it, man. If you love it, man, go hard with it, man. Nigga, that's what I do, man, for real. Just push it, man. Work it, and do what you got to do, man.
No doubt. This has been the TM Hyman Radio Live Artist Spotlight tonight. This is my man Vel, a.k.a. Mr. Seven Cities. Yo, the dude is intelligent, and he's an entertainer. He said entertainer. He wanted to be clear. He's not a rapper. He's an entertainer. Toya, Didi, anything for Mr. Seven Cities before we close out this segment tonight?
I just wanted to know. This is Didi.
Mm-hmm.
You from Chesapeake? Originally from Chesapeake?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can I go to the DJ to pick up the mix? Or do I got to come to Chesapeake?
You say can? Could you go? You can get it online.
I only can get it online?
No, I mean, you the one that lives in Chesapeake, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we can meet up, you know, or whatever. You can. You got a Facebook?
I'm working on it.
You working on it? I mean, we can chat. You got email? You can hit me on the email. We can meet up because I'm gonna be out and about tomorrow because I got a Club Mystique in Virginia Beach. I got a video shoot, so just holler at me.
Let me also clarify for anybody else who's actually looking for material, because I'm sure she's not the only one. It sounds like she wants to know if you can actually pick up the CD like in a store, like in Walmart or.
No
DJ
doubt. Right now we just
in Virginia, so it's online right now, right, for everybody.
No, you can get it right. Like right now it's online for everybody because I ain't got no barcode because it's just a mixtape. It ain't an album, so. You can go on the website and get it, but it's a couple DJs out here in VA that got it, but mainly you can get it off. Matter of fact, you can get it off my website. You can get it off there. You can email me and I'll shoot it to you. Like we can just work it. I can get it to you. Just know that.
When can the people expect the when can the people expect a packaged project with a barcode? And folks, barcode is important.
Packaged
this
barcode.
Is a business, this is a businessman right now because you know he want to get credit for each unit that he sells. And that without that barcode, he can't get credit. So that's what's good. But when can we expect a sealed package?
We expect that right now. It's like I'm just grinding it out. So when I do sign on these papers, like whoever I sign with, whether it be. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, too. I also did a Def Jam show. I forgot what it was like after the 106 and Pop. So, you know, I got labels that my music is in their hands. So right now it's like just where I'm going to go with it. So when I do get on the papers, then that's when the barcode album going to be out. You can cop that from your nearest Walmart, Target, or whatever. But right now I'm just getting my fan base up, just getting people to know who Vail is. So when I do drop that album, I can go Drizzy Drake on them and go half a million in the first week. You understand what I'm talking about?
No doubt.
I'm just glad
we're going to help you to do that. And it sounds like, you know, Cass is definitely interested in the music right now. So we're going to help
no
you
doubt,
to
build that
audience and our fan base. Toya, did you have anything?
Well, Virginia has birthed a lot of good producers or great producers and artists, writers, and things of that sort. Is there anyone from Virginia who's already out and established that you would like to work with?
Oh, definitely, definitely Trey Songz, Pharrell, and Timbaland, most definitely my top three.
And congratulations
is, folks.
On everything you've done thus far. Hopefully we'll see
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Summer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Avell, we got a lot of things going on right now. We got shows, we got more live broadcasts. We're coming live from Vegas, folks. We're hanging out with Steve Harvey for a whole week. We're going to be coming live from Vegas starting August 26th from the Mandalay Bay Casino. Avell, check this joint out. It's called Let It Flow. Hey, drop us a line, man. Get us some digits, some phone numbers that we could follow up with you. Send it to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Hey, give me some feedback on this joint right here. Tell me how you like it. Put it in the email. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Vail, we appreciate you tonight, man. Artist Spotlight, Vail, a.k.a.
Doubt,
Mr. Seven Cities. No doubt.
It's Mr. Seven Cities.
This is Let It Flow, HAC, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah. See, it's what we're going to do. For the niggas with paper, real paper. So if you ain't got over $2,000 in your pocket ready to spend it, get the fuck out the way. Check. Look, hey, don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me. Let it flow. And watch the haters get low. Pop a cork on you bitches, spilling liquor on the hoes. Let it flow. I'm so far out of space. I got the over that how niggas feeling all out of place. Yeah. They call me Mr. Get Money and then switch a spot in the club looking like I stuffed a whole chicken box. I'ma brag about my shit, talk about my gun, shit on your bitch with all my funds. Talk about the leather and wood. I'm from the hood. I ain't have a pot to piss in until I start dishing. Hey. I talk the hundreds and let it flow and watch.
about the crowd. If your money like mine, throw it right about now like fruit. Yeah, bitch, I'm brought bread and she ain't from around me. If she ain't giving head, let it go. I got a car on my wrist, two jobs on my face, and a Minaj with a bitch on the low. So if you go get a grind, instead of looking at my shine, you just wasting your time, you a joke. Don't be scared to talk money, if you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow. And watch the haters get a low, pop a cork on you bitches, spilling liquor on the hoes, let it flow.
Cheddar in the place, you know them bottles by the case, you know that Kappa on his waist. I have a big acquired taste for them ladies in this place. I'm trying to see which one gon' rub my babies on the face. I am the opposite of broke, I dipped and doubled up a joke. I lay way deep up in her throat, AKC, I took that oath. Anybody get in line, I will demolish in a row. Toss security is back and let my pistol through the door. Try to tamper with my dough, you be underneath this flow. You from one out of state, why you suckers still broke? Caught them things by the loaf, bust it down. Pitch it low, HAC, motherfucker, watch this empire grow. Getting paper down in Texas, catch me out in California. Probably checking out the Lakers on my size, and now laser the light, whoa.
I got a trunk full of lift, ain't worried about you bitch doors on my car lift, let's go.
Kinda hard to keep up with this type of pace. Yes. LS460 taking up a lot of space. Yes. More room to operate. Yes. More things to circulate. Put your soul through the ground and make the whole earth shake. Anybody get body? Bacardi parties at Tommy. At the bar with the Remy. Mama cute with the skinny. M shots in the semi. Pop it off till it's empty. Built like a buff 50. All my niggas is with me.
$8 sign. Cop the Beamer off a line. Drop top 645. The cool off his mind. Feeling like a summer breeze. Crib is 200 G. So 10 of y'all is one of me. I'm stinging like a bumblebee. The ice boat. Nice boat. Dot over your nice boat. Rest in peace. The Michael Jackson, so I cop a ice coat. Ice glove, nice stuff. Sound like a light bulb. Yeah. Shit it on a track, so call a nurse and get it wiped up.
Don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me. Let it flow. And watch the haters get a low. Pop a cork on you bitches, spill the liquor on the hoes. Let it flow. Don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me. Let it flow.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Shouts out to Vail, aka Mr. Seven Cities. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I'm your hip hop informer. HAC, let it flow. Up next is our health and wellness segment coming from Ms. Willingham, brought to you by WWW Massages for Life. Our health and wellness segment, Ms. Willingham.
I just want to say, I can, every time you do that, it makes it so hard for me to stop to start talking. Because you just sound so funny saying massages for life. I just needed
because
to say that.
Because you know that I'm just applying your feedback.
I know.
it does
sound sensual and sexy when you say it. Don't mean massages. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's that emphasis. That emphasis you asked me to put on the damn massages for life.
Absolutely, okay. It's massages. All right. Let's not keep the people waiting. Since tonight's topic is basically about flirting in the workplace or sexual harassment in the workplace, I wanted to touch a little bit on flirting in the workplace as far as health and wellness is concerned. Now, I do want everyone to know, It's a part of life. It's a part of being at work. You spend the majority of your time at work than you do with your family, 8 to 9 hours a day. So flirting is going to take place. Now, again, the line is whether you cross it over to harassment. So some say office flirting is innocent, but it's just a natural way for nice people to enjoy each other and have fun being around each other since we have to work with each other 8 to 9 hours a day. However, some people, as we discussed earlier, may perceive flirting to be more on the lines of sexual harassment. Or some people, maybe not the person you're talking to, but someone on the outside, a third party who's looking or listening to the person that you're speaking with. Now, there are some things that you can do, some steps that you can take to help avoid overstepping boundaries in the workplace so it's not perceived as sexual harassment. You can observe, like when you get to a new workplace or if you're just a couple months into a new job, observe the other colleagues in your workplace. Observe their etiquette on how they act, how they speak to the other coworkers. Limit your public displays of affection. If you're the type of person that says sweetheart, baby, things like that, you want to limit those things because some people may get offended. Treat everyone in the office the same way. Be consistent. If you are an a-hole, always be an a-hole. Don't treat this one lady, if you're a man,
treat the female
different and treat. Always just be consistent across the line. That way it can never be misconstrued that you were flirting or displaying sexual harassment because you are consistently an a-hole. You want to utilize group dynamics to avoid any uncertainty. Always maintain a wardrobe that projects a professional image. So young ladies or older ladies, if you work in a professional atmosphere, abide by the dress code. You don't want to come down with your bust showing so that the men can say something, and then you want to say they're sexually harassing you. In essence, you're kind of giving them a reason if you come into work with a low-cut shirt on with your boobs hanging out. If that's not the dress code, follow the dress code. Then you won't give the men a reason to say anything to you. Strive to keep the flattering remarks to a minimum. It's women love attention. Don't get me wrong. I am a woman. We love to hear, oh, you look good. That suit looks nice. Oh, you working that thing. We love those attention comments, but you want to keep them to a minimum. You know, you don't want to go overboard with them because you might offend someone. So just be careful about what you say. And always be aware of the office sexual harassment policy. Now, again, I did say at the beginning of the segment that because we are at work so long, 8 and 9 hours, sometimes it's hard to not flirt. And sometimes it's just like people's second nature. They just have a flirtatious nature. Not that they're trying to take it anywhere it shouldn't go. They just have a flirtatious nature. So people look at flirtatious nature as like being friendly to everyone. Like I was saying earlier, my experience is because, I'm a friendly person, believe it or not. I know people say I look mean or unapproachable, but I really am. I'm a friendly person. I'm very nice, easy to get along with.
And yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Thank you. So some people look at that as being flirtatious, okay? So, you know, you just be consistent, as I said earlier. Be friendly to everyone. So that way then it won't be, misconstrued. You're flirting with this person and you're just being nice to that person. Excuse me. You want to keep your home life and your work life separate. Don't bring home to work and don't bring work home. So if you've got, flirtatious things going on outside of the job, leave them outside of the job. Don't bring them inside the job. And observe your colleagues to understand the appropriate behavior in a particular workplace. Just look and see what's going on. You know, if you can see by, the people around you, if a lot of flirting is going on, if sexual harassment is going on, you can see whether it bothers you, whether it doesn't. You can get an opinion of your whole work environment just by observing. Sit back and just look and see what's going on around you. And don't participate in the office gossip, because you can quickly become a part of that, even if you don't want to, as far as, if you're flirting or being nice. That can be misconstrued as well if you become a part of office gossip. Yeah, that's not too many of those Rieslings I had for dinner.
Well, Didi, we appreciate your report coming to us live from Virginia tonight. Didi Willingham, as always, our health and wellness.
Yeah.
Segment. Thank you.
I'm in live talk radio show. DMDM, I'm in live talk radio show. DDDM, I'm in live talk radio show. Live talk radio show.
Out the park, baseball bat.
You got the rhythm and blues. I need to walk on your crew, so everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Homie, we're hotter than June, and you're coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, I want to go get me home into the temple of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Biggest four leg lock, hardcore hip hop, rocking it, don't stop. Word to the dreadlock in the weed spot, sipping on kids out. Nigga know what I'm talking about. From the yard to the stars and beyond, my flow is universal and my word is my bond. Photon blast, speak your shape from the rap, bitch. I'm on fire, I seem a cold bass, bitch. I'm out for 5 beats, lame with a damn freak. Uncircumcised, so I give a ass more meat. With my feet up, rolling up, big blunt. Fuck them stunts, I'm motherfucking G'd up. From the fetus to the grave on the power grind. Look in my eyes, all you see is dollar signs. Any means necessary, mine. Menace to society, threat to mankind.
Rhythm and blues, I lay the bump on your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Homie, we hotter than June, and you're coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the floor, give me room into the temple of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Your national entertainment news coming tonight, brought to you by Hack Media and TMHyman.com. Log on, Hack Media and TMHyman.com. Hey, it's real sad to hear about that episode with Fantasia. But Joseph Barino says his daughter Fantasia is doing much better tonight. After her August 6th suicide attempt, she's staying on her own now and taking care of her daughter, trying to get back on her feet. The doctors are advising that she needs to get some rest. Again, this is a situation with Fantasia. Not sure if everybody has heard it, but, you know, it's kind of a couple of days old about her suicide attempt. Antoine Cook was the gentleman that she got into a relationship with and kind of, you know, spun out of control because obviously the dude left his wife, packed up, went and, you know, moved into the mansion with Fantasia. You know, she's labeled homewrecker. I think in the state that this happened in, I think it's North Carolina, actually, you can actually sue someone for being, you know, a part of your marriage being broken up, or it's something crazy. It's like something dealing with affection or, you know, some type of damage, pretty much homewrecker. You can be sued for being a home record. That's Fantasia. God bless her. Hope she get back on her feet. I know she got a new record coming out soon. Fantasia, we love you. Kanye West broke up with Amber Rose after 2 years. West said he didn't have anything bad to say about her. Actually, he stated that he had a great time with her while it lasted, and she taught him to be a nicer person. Kanye West, Amber Rose, no more after 2 years. We'll see who ends up on the scene with the first new person. Charles Barkley went bonkers on LeBron James, calling his ESPN special The Decision. He said it was just whack. He said it was not whack. He actually said it was a punk move, to be specific, stating he should have stayed in Cleveland. LeBron stated he moved to the Heat to play with his friends and fellow superstars Dwayne Wade and Shaq at the time, along with Chris Bosh. You know, Shaq recently went to the Celtics and changed the whole game for the season. So we'll see how this thing spins out. Again, this is your national entertainment news being brought to you by HAC and TMHyman.com. Log on. This is a new one from Drew Hill. Back to the Future, TM Hyman Radio Live. www.drewhillonline.com. Check them out. Support the brothers. Ladies, a great show. Thank you very much for joining us. Hey, advice to folks out there in Radio Land tuned in tonight, how to prevent sexual harassment.
I would just say be very cautious of your actions and the things that you say in the work environment, as Ms. Willingham said earlier. I myself don't see a lot of situations as harassment, but others can, you know. Some people are sensitive to some things that are said. Some people don't like joking. Some people may not take your compliment as a compliment, and they may take it further. So just watch what you say and your actions and how you conduct yourself in the workplace.
I would say two things. One, consistency. Always be consistent. However, the first day that you step on that job, whatever you put out, let that be what you consistently put out to the last day that you leave that job. And number two, if you're working in a professional environment, which the majority of us are, when you put your clothes on in the morning, if you're a professional clothes, you go in there with a professional mind frame. You keep your work ethics in your pocket. Work ethics does not include flirting. So if you just keep that in mind, you are a professional. You are dressed professionally. You're going into a professional place of business. If you keep that mind frame, keep those thoughts, then some of the other stuff will fall to the wayside, and you won't even be tempted to do it because you have your work ethics in your pocket with you, and you are going to remain consistent as far as the type of person that you are. So that's my advice.
Absolutely. Remain consistent is the bottom line. Again, if you're going to be, be known by everybody for that one thing. Be it positive, negative, or indifferent. Make sure that you recognize your audience. And, there's a time and a place for everything. And you have to always be professional in a professional environment. You really need to be respectful at all times. All right, just reminding you to believe, dream, imagine yourself in that situation. Put a little faith in it, a little hope, and love somebody. Folks, you can join us every Sunday at 7 p.m., every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 p.m. This Sunday, August 15th, 7 p.m., can't find Mr. or Ms. Wright. Could you be the problem? Hey, this is part one of a series. We're going to do in two shows with a special guest on Roundtable. Thanks for joining us tonight. This is Swag. You in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Be safe out there tonight, everybody.
Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds and the halves, all the healing, see the scabs. Through the course of my journey, found a reason why to brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, so hold me to the ground. Cause I'm
finding my swag. Social like the new, we out of Georgetown. Anywhere I'm at, it's memories when it's going down. These dudes bones from their feet to their wings. Wardrobe is trash like a garbage bell kid. My fit so Gucci, Louis and all that. The type that don't tip, but the strippers will call back. I MTV them on the bus like next. Unless I'm in their brain like a Xavier X. I mean my shoe game silly, my outfit jiggy. My swag out the bar, you just out there with it. You the type who ain't got swag, no use to kick it. Chicks calling my phone like I got movie tickets. Trying to get a sweat drop on my swag. Moving the cup, get them shoes socks in the bag. And I holly brag, but you lame should know. Soon as I step in the show, I got the Leroy glow. I got swag.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds and the halves, all the healing, see the scabs. Through the course of my journey, found a reason why to brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, so hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my way.
Coming soon, before I blast off, give me some more running room. Throw me the beat at 11, the verse is done at noon. Promise it'll be hot, similar to the sun in June. What's poppin', my nigga, how are you? You know I'm serving them like I'm working the drive-thru. Ladies keep their eyes full on everything that I do. I mean, that's just something that come with being a fly dude. Swag mean, boss loaded with caffeine. Me and this pen is one hell of a tag team. Whoop, there it is. I'm pulling out the Chevy tonight, so baby, I'ma lead it. It speaks for itself, I don't usually talk about
about it. It's in my jeans, I can hardly even walk without it. Regardless of time, I'ma shine like Tom Floyd. I got my swag, I suggest you find yours.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, not a healing, need a scab. Through the course of my journey, find a reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag.
Yeah, even my shadows got a swag. The women is the darkest of my half. I supply to this rhythm, which you probably never have. At this rate and momentum, no surviving if I crash. I smash for a minute, then I nab. But get back in the destination on my dash. Use my voice as a chemical and mix it in the lab. No distortion is critical, I'm clearer than some glass. My cash, stay in the pocket like McNabb. Never see me making it rain and throwing it for grabs. I don't do this to entertain, I'm focused on my craft. Gucci passenger driving product,
Louis in the bag.
If you got a problem, prove it if you're bad. I can bottle and profit from this feeling that I have. When you're floating as high as me, get woozy from the lag. If you choose it, you wanna hate, you're losing all your sweat.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, not a healing, see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found a reason why to brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, so hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag. My swag. You gotta find your own. If you got a swag, you show whoever be close. Bounce me a swag, that's me out of the dope. Haters getting mad, cause now my vision be focused. Rips on my cap, that's party, I am your spokesman. If you got a swag, you show whoever be close. You better find your swag.
Talk radio.